This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Tricia reading Real Simple Magazine for April 2024. On the cover, there are various plants in wall planters, and it says Easter sweets, declutter like a pro, get more green in your life, 23 easy ways to reconnect with nature, use up all your veggies, plus a clean home year-round. Editor's note, the great outside, and there's a photo of the editor. Are you outdoorsy or outsidey? I'm definitely the latter. If you don't own a tandem kayak or sub-zero sleeping bag, if your idea of communing with nature is less scaling El Capitan and more walking in the park near your house, you may be too. I went to a small college in Maine where I was surrounded by backcountry skiers, competitive mountain bikers, and hardcore hikers. They had special boots. One guy even went on to race the Iditarod. Okay, so maybe I hadn't attended wilderness survival school, but I had spent countless hours in the forest in my parents' yard, mesmerized by the giant old weeping willows and teeny green aphids. Every walk along the river felt like an adventure, every mallard duck worthy of scientific observation. Even now, when I step out into the evening to sort the recycling or let out our dog, Rusty, I always look up and clock the cloud patterns in the moon, or find the Big Dipper. I breathe in and watch the dark pines swaying in the deep blue night. These days, I do own hiking boots, and I've been known to follow a wilderness trail or two, but I'm in it for the fresh air, trees, grass, sky. I was and remain committedly outdoorsy. Outsiders, this issue is for us. Being in nature is good for humans, and you don't need a membership to REI to reap the benefits. In the story starting on page 60, we help you get your mind out of your phone and into the woods. And because relationships are a two-way street, that story also shares how to give back to Mother Nature. Elsewhere, we solve the hardest parts of sustainable living, the stubborn pain points that hinder us on our quest to be more responsible consumers, page 40. We show you how to reach your earth-friendlier gardening tools on page 78, and, spoiler alert, explain that recycling is worth it and does work on page 104. If you're ready to spend some time tidying up inside, check out our anti-spring cleaning guide, page 37, and cut the clutter, page 70, which will inspire you to find new, loving homes for your excess stuff. This issue is filled with stories meant to enhance your time on Earth and your relationship to it. I'll be taking my copy outside to the patio and reading it between glances upward at the sky to gaze at the miraculous shifting of the sun and clouds. Signed, Lauren Iannotti, Editor-in-Chief. Let's connect. Follow me on Instagram at Lauren Iannotti, Lauren Iannotti. Your words. What was your wildest animal encounter? My best friend Clara and I were about 10 years old, living in the small town of Columbia, Mississippi, when the neighborhood billy goat got out of his enclosure and chased us down the street. We're now 57, and that story has brought us many laughs over the years. Kimberly Holmes Evans, Fayetteville, Georgia. And there's an illustration of two girls running hand in hand from a billy goat and some houses and trees behind them. Once, when I was walking in downtown Miami, a squirrel climbed up my leg. My screams sent it flying into a tree. The security guard who responded could not stop laughing. Olga Imprint. I found myself face to face with a huge barracuda while snorkeling in the British Virgin Islands. Yikes! Amy Terrell, Tampa, Florida. My husband and I were on Molokai, Hawaii, and decided to walk over some fields to see the ocean. We climbed a fence and were met by a very angry bull who chased us right back over the fence. Diana Doner, Lafayette, Colorado. Either the time my 30-pound dog tumbled around with a raccoon, she was okay, or when a possum made direct eye contact with me inside my apartment. Maria Adley, Richmond, Virginia. When I lived in Park City, Utah, a moose and her calves were in the backyard. I stepped outside, ever so slowly, to get a photo. The moose heard me, pranced in a circle, and then reared up at me. I ran back and was frightened of her retaliation for hours. Denise Lind, Corrales, New Mexico. I was hiking in New Jersey when a black bear ran across the trail about 20 feet in front of me. I walked in the other direction until I could no longer see him. Alice Kidd, Andover, New Jersey. When I was a little kid, about 2 or 3, my mom took me to feed the ducks. Well, the ducks got overzealous and started chasing us. My mom got scared and took off without me. I still have a fuzzy memory of that day. At Cook Scrap Craft. I was camping in Zimbabwe when I woke to a tribe of baboons trashing the campgrounds. I desperately had to use the bathroom and thought I could sneak out. Nope. 4 giant baboons surrounded me, escorted me to the bathroom, waited for me, and escorted me back. Kira Dobson, Oceano, California. I spent a college semester in Australia, and I managed to snap a picture with a bunch of kangaroos before they hopped off. Kenrick Duncan, Memphis, Tennessee. In October, we went to Orange Beach, Alabama. The highlight of the trip? A dolphin swam up to a foot from where I was standing on the dock. Had I been more prepared, I probably would have jumped in. Molly Browning, Atlanta. When we lived in Indonesia, we were playing golf, and I saw this big black log in the middle of the fairway. It started moving toward us, and I realized it was an anaconda. It had to have been at least 15 feet long. At Odie Henry. A few years ago, we were driving through Addo Elephant National Park in South Africa when our tiny car was surrounded by a family of elephants. We were unable to move for a while. Tina Lamb, Durango, Colorado. When I was in Costa Rica, a monkey approached a group of us and started acting very cute, waving, smiling. As everyone gathered around taking pictures, I watched his sly monkey friend sneak into someone's backpack and steal snacks. Our guide said it happens all the time. Good thing they weren't my snacks. Katie Tillman. I encountered a wild boar with tusks as I stepped out to cross a breezeway to my first grade classroom. I ran back to the office, and the principal laughed as he said, "Welcome to country living in Alabama." Debbie Kirkland, Madison, Alabama. That time I watched from the couch as my dad tried to capture an adult raccoon who had overstayed his welcome in our house. This was actually a recurring problem. Justine Bledsoe, Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Next question, what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Send an email and a photo if you want to yourwords@realsimple.com, yourwords@realsimple.com, and let us know your answer. Your response could appear on these pages. And there is a headshot of a woman, and it says, Reader of the Month, Caroline Costello, 58. Communications Leader for Team Rubicon, a veteran-led organization that helps communities during crisis, Chicago. Wildest Animal Encounter? When I lived in Arizona, I saw a cat with her kittens burrow in the bushes near my mailbox. I reached in to give her a snuggle and realized just in time that it was a bobcat and her kittens. the book you could read again and again? Any from the Little House on the Prairie series. Those books instantly take me back to grade school, which was such a happy time. What's always in your bag? Laneige lip balms. The gummy bear flavor is awesome. What's always in your car? Great music playing through the speakers, mostly rock like Bruce Springsteen and the Killers, with an occasional classical soundtrack thrown in the mix. Who makes you laugh the most? Stephen Colbert. He's always spot on and so creative in the way he invokes laughter and joy. Stuff we love. For self-care, home care, and all your other cares. Add to cart. Ready to serve. Dish out some serious style with these statement-making utensils. By Hannah Baker. And there's a photograph of various salad servers. Cutlery set, $39, ussabre-paris.com, us.sabre-paris.com. Mystique Ripple servers, $98, jonathanhandler.com, jonathanhandler.com. Bodum recycled plastic servers in red and yellow, bottom right, $12, store.moma.org, store.moma.org. Oz servers, $69, firmliving.us, firmliving.us. Gold serving utensil set, $30, crateandbarrel.com, crateandbarrel.com. Areaware flower servers, $55, food52.com, food52.com. Serving fork and spoon from $65, yearandday.com, yearandday.com. More handy helpers, and there's more servers. From top, Mod Block Resin Servers, $39, holchinhabit.com, holistichabitat.com. Cloud Serving Spoons, $49, US, maisonbalzac.com, us.maisonbalzac.com. Short-handled salad servers, $62.50, nashihome.com, nashihome.com. Salad servers, $89, phazeek.co, phazeek.co. Arc Workshop round salad servers, $40, sarzazastore.com. sarzastore.com. And then there's a photograph of a bedroom that's got blue ceilings, blue walls, and blue in the carpet. Color of the month, the sky's the limit. Your weekly forecast, sunny with a chance of paint inspiration. See, sky blue brings a natural, ethereal element to any space, and it's super versatile. Combine it with neutrals for a subtle pop. Go tonal with other blues, or bring in mossy green or dusty rose for a luxe look. Another idea, make it the star, like Dallas-based interior designer Aaron Sanders did, and cover an entire room with the color. Just like heaven. Erica Finnamore. Mistakes you didn't know you were making. Decorating with houseplants. Christopher Griffin, a plant fluencer at Plant Queen, PlantKween, and the author of You Grow Girl, gives us the dirt on what to avoid. And there's a photograph of him with his plants. There's no variety. Quote, choose greenery with different shapes, sizes, and textures, end quote, Griffin says. Why? Quote, a diverse display adds visual interest, end quote. Fill your space with an array of plants that require similar care. A pothos, spider, and monstera, for example, and you won't have to remember a million random watering schedules. You're not looking up. Griffin suggests taking advantage of vertical space. Try placing pretty pots on bookshelves and incorporating hanging plants throughout your home. Quote, whether suspended from the ceiling or mounted on walls, hanging plants save floor space and also draw the eye up, transforming your living space into a lush green oasis, end quote, Griffin says. Your planters are boring. Quote, consider materials, colors, and shapes that align with your overall decor, end quote, Griffin says. Think powder-coated steel bins in a modern space, or hand-painted terracotta ones in a traditional room. Make sure you pick planters that have drainage holes and matching saucers so roots don't drown. HB. The Books List, Top Picks for Book Club and Beyond by Kristen Kuzik Lewis. And there's a photograph of a stack of books, and next to it is a yellow phone. Not Your Average Rom-Com. In Holly Gramazio's debut, Lauren comes home after a big night out and finds a man she's never met in her London apartment. According to the photos on the wall and the texts on her phone, he's her husband? But when he climbs into the attic to change a light bulb, another man climbs down, and it isn't long before Lauren realizes that every time she sends someone up the ladder, a different spouse returns. Refreshingly original and laugh-out-loud funny, The Husbands has a sneaky smart message about how hard it can be to make confident choices in a world with zillions of options. Stunning historical fiction. It's 2011 when a stranger knocks on Enugu O's door and sends her reeling back to a past she'd hoped to forget. In the 1980s, teenager Enugu and her mother, living on the streets in South Korea, were picked up by police and taken to one of the country's quote-unquote reformatory centers, ostensibly created to help struggling members of society, but actually brutally violent work camps. Told from the perspectives of Anju, her mother, and two teenage brothers imprisoned in the same camp, The Stone Home, by Crystal Hana Kim, exposes a dark reality in South Korea's history through a gripping story about human connection and the will to survive. Uplifting mystery. When Clayton Stumper was just a baby, he was left on the steps of an English commune where a group of professional enigmatologists, i.e. puzzle makers, invented new games and riddles. Now in his 20s, Clayton is a quirky young man mourning the death of the woman who discovered and raised him. But she's left him with one final mystery to solve. Where did he really come from? And what's next? Samuel Burr's The Fellowship of Puzzle Makers takes readers along on Clayton's quest to discover his roots, treating us to a literary mood boost about friendship and found family. American Story. Two decades after immigrating to the U.S., the Shaws seem to be living the dream. They have a successful business, a new home in an upscale California community, three happy kids, and a close-knit network of fellow Indian Americans. Their 12-year-old son is arrested, and they learn they might have more in common with the other communities of color than they believed. With vivid characters and an absorbing plot, A Great Country, by Shilpi Samaya Gowdy, asks important questions about race, class, and what it means to really, quote-unquote, make it in the U.S. today. High Lit with Heart. The Limits, the latest by Nell Freudenberger, is an astonishingly realistic portrayal of everyday people facing the challenges of modern life. set during the peak of COVID, but don't worry, it's not a pandemic novel. It features unforgettable characters. Natalie is a French biologist living on a tiny Polynesian island who sends her teenage daughter, Pia, to Manhattan to stay with her ex and his new wife, Kate, a teacher. After Pia meets one of Kate's students, a 16-year-old caring for her toddler nephew and haunted by anxiety, everyone's paths collide in deeply moving ways. Sweet Thing, Strawberry Cheesecake Bars. With a pretzel crust, they're salty, sweet, and a pretty Easter treat. By Tricia Manzanero Studeman. And there's a photograph of them. They're pink with yellow swirls. Active time 40 minutes, total time 6 hours. Makes 15 bars. 1 pound fresh strawberries, hulled and halved, about 3 cups. Cooking spray. 1 2/3 cups, about 8 ounces, packed finely ground pretzels. From 5 to 6 cups, mini pretzel twists. 2 tablespoons light brown sugar. 10 tablespoons unsweetened butter, melted. 3 8-ounce packages cream cheese, softened. 1 1/2 cups grated granulated sugar. 3 tablespoons cornstarch. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. 4 large eggs at room temperature. 1 cup freeze-dried strawberries, finely crushed and sifted. 1 or 2 drops super red food coloring gel, optional. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Place strawberries in an 8-inch square baking dish. Roast, stirring occasionally until syrupy and very soft, 35 to 45 minutes. Do not turn off oven. Process strawberries in baking dish with an immersion blender until smooth, or blend in an upright blender about 1 minute. Pour strawberry puree through a fine mesh strainer into a medium bowl, pressing down with a spatula to extract as much liquid as possible. Discard any solids. Refrigerate puree until slightly cooled, about 20 minutes. While puree cools, coat a 13 by 9 inch metal baking pan with cooking spray. Line with parchment paper, leaving a 2 inch overhang on all sides. Stir together ground pretzels and brown sugar in a medium bowl. Stir in butter. Press mixture evenly into bottom of prepared pan. Bake until lightly golden and dry to the touch, about 10 minutes. Let cool slightly on a wire rack, about 15 minutes. Reduce oven temperature to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Beat cream cheese in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium speed until smooth, about 2 minutes. Add granulated sugar and beat until well mixed, about 1 minute. Add cornstarch, vanilla, and salt. Beat until just combined, about 15 seconds. Add eggs one at a time, beating on low speed after each addition until just combined, 1 to 2 minutes total. Transfer 1/2 cream cheese mixture to a small bowl set aside. Add strawberry puree, freeze-dried strawberry powder, and food coloring, if desired, to cream cheese mixture in large bowl. Beat on low speed, stopping to scrape down sides of bowl as needed until well combined, about 45 seconds. Pour strawberry mixture into cooled crust. Dollop reserved 1/2 cup cream cheese mixture on top. Swirl into strawberry mixture with a wooden pick. Gently tap pan on counter to release any large air bubbles. Bake at 300 degrees Fahrenheit until cheesecake is set around edges, but still slightly jiggly in the center, 35 to 40 minutes. Turn off oven and let cheesecake cool inside for 30 minutes with door ajar. Transfer pan to a wire rack and let cool to room temperature about 1 hour. Cover and refrigerate until chilled, at least 3 hours and up to 12 hours. Using parchment paper as handles, transfer cheesecake to a cutting board, cut into 15 bars, serve chilled. And there's a photograph of a bowl of strawberries and some pretzels laying next to it. Ingredient spotlight. freeze-dried fruits are oddly fun to eat. They melt in your mouth. They're also a handy tool for bakers. When ground to a powder and sifted, they add concentrated flavor and subtle color to whipping cream, frosting, pudding, and baked goods. Look for them in the snack aisle at the grocery store. Drinking with Jenna, a few words about wine. Study up on this vino vocab list. There won't be a test later, but you'll crush your next trip to the liquor store. By Jenna Helwig, and there's a photo of bottles of wine. Biodynamic. This official certification comes with a complicated list of requirements based on principles developed by an Austrian philosopher in the early 20th century. Not joking. Namely, no pesticides can be used, planting and harvesting need to follow astronomical cycles, including moon phases, and soil often has to be specially treated with things like manure and herbs. Also, burying cow horns with compost to encourage soil health is part of it, says Charlie Gaeta, director of private client sales and market cultivation for the award-winning wine shop Daedalus in Burlington, Vermont. Quote, what it boils down to is complying with a very strict and uniform standard of holistic farming methods, end quote. Biodynamic farming has parallels with regenerative agriculture, another term sometimes used in connection with wine, but not often seen on the label. Quote, there are no strict guidelines for regenerative agriculture per se, end quote, says Lindsay Hoops, second-generation owner of Hoops Vineyard in Napa, California. Quote, but the idea is that farming should be looked at as a connected web of plants and animals, so biodiversity, no chemicals, minimal mechanized intrusions, and a focus on soil health are critical. And that's all the time we have. This has been Tricia reading Real Simple Magazine for April 2024.